Okay, guys, you ready?
Are you ready?
Welcome to the Black and Unlimited series. Exclusive interviews with the founders, influencers, and creators behind Black-led brands. Uniting likeness and embracing uniqueness. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Thanks for joining us. I'm talking to the founder of Partake Foods, Denise Woodard. Thank you so much for joining me, Denise.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about our conversation.
This is going to be a fun time. You have a wonderful story on why you started Partake Foods. Could you tell our listeners how your Partake Foods journey started?
Sure thing. So I spent my career primarily in corporate America, loved what I did. And then my daughter came along and she's 8 years old now, but right around her first birthday, we learned that she had several life-threatening food allergies. And I was extremely frustrated and disappointed with what I could and couldn't find for her from a taste perspective, from a nutritional perspective. And I really wanted her to be able to safely and confidently participate in so many social events that involved food. And when I couldn't find a brand that met my family's needs, I decided to do something about it. And I left my job in corporate America in August of 2017 to launch Partake Foods.
That is wonderful. So when you came up with the cookies, I've got cookies right in front of me. I got to taste a few of them. So what was the process like of getting the ingredients just right to make something that tastes delicious still for your daughter and other people out there who have allergies and are sensitive to most foods?
Sure thing. So I went and I spent lots of money at Walmart and other stores trying to buy ingredients, and I failed horribly. And then I realized why most of the products that are on the shelves in the gluten-free and vegan world have a lot of sugar and xanthan gum and rice flour and all these things that I was hoping not to put into our products. And I realized, which has been a constant theme on this entrepreneurial journey, is I needed to ask for help. I needed to recognize what I didn't know and what my area of specialty wasn't and get a professional to help me. And so through some good old internet stalking, I found a woman who had spent a lot of time in this space, and she believed in me and my dream for what this company could be and agreed to work with us in the earliest of days. And so that is how the products were created. I tried to do it myself. I realized this company would never get off the ground if it was left up to me in my formulas and recipes. And so we enlisted the help of someone who still supports us to this day in our product development.
Yeah, a little help goes a long way. So what's it like having your products in Walmart?
It's surreal. I think, you know, to see something that started in my kitchen, in my head at first, on store shelves of the largest retailer in the country, in the world, like, is unbelievable to me. I think the most inspiring part for me is taking my daughter to a Walmart store. And I remember when I would walk up and down the aisles of stores as a child, everything seemed so abstract. I thought, well, I would never be able to create something that sits on store shelves. And I think through my journey, she's been able to see that if you have a problem, you can solve that for yourself, and more importantly, for other people and for a community. And then that dream is possible for anyone. So it's been like, it's still a pinch me moment every time I walk down the aisles of a Walmart store.
That is absolutely great.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast, Black and Unlimited.
Speaking of community, inclusivity is a core principle of your brand. So what steps are you taking to continue that vision of being inclusive as your business continues to grow?
So when I started Partake, the name originally came from this idea that I wanted people like my daughter with dietary restrictions or food allergies to be able to partake. But on my journey as a first-time entrepreneur, as a woman, as a minority, I've seen how many other groups of people are unfortunately unable to partake in the great things that life has to offer, big or small. And so really, I view Partake as a vehicle for radical inclusivity. And I think it shows up in multiple touch points across the business. From a product perspective, our products are free of the top 9 allergens and made in a top 9 allergen-free facility, which means they're safe for over 90% of people to eat and be able to share. When you look at our team, the majority of our team is women or people of color, folks from underrepresented groups, which I think makes for really great business because everyone has such a diverse opinion and comes to the table with such a different background that I think it helps us make decisions that are better for our consumers and for our customers. We've raised about $25 million in venture capital, which is very different from when I sold my engagement ring to fund the business initially. And we've done that mostly from women and from people of color and from impact funds that are focused on making the world a better place. And then when we think about impact, we're really focused on fighting food insecurity. We've donated millions of meals over the course of the lifetime of our business. And we started a fellowship program that's aimed at increasing diversity in the food industry. And so I think inclusivity and providing access to others weighs in on every single decision that we make as a company.
Is that fellowship program nationwide that you just talked about?
Yeah, so it's called the Black Futures Fellowship. We started it in 2020 when we were a team of just three people, and we work with historically Black colleges and universities across the country, helping students gain internships and job opportunities at food and beverage companies across the country.
That is wonderful. So how do students at those historically Black colleges learn about the program? And then what steps do they take to try and get into that program? Is it while they're in school? Sorry, this is a long question. Is it while they're in school or is it after they graduate?
So the program exists while they're in school. It's evolved over time. Initially, it was a 8-week virtual curriculum that culminated with a capstone project and a virtual career day. So those students could earn internship opportunities during the following summer. What it has morphed into now is we are really a conduit for companies looking to hire HBCU students and helping those HBCU students find peer mentorship and find opportunities. And so you can go to our website, partakefoods.com, to learn more. We'll be in the midst of recruiting for our next class of fellows in the fall of 2024. We're hard at work placing those fellows for this summer's internships right now.
That is great. So I've actually got a few of your products right here in front of me. Do you guys make more than just cookies?
We make cookies, we make pancake and waffle mixes, we make graham crackers, and yeah, we have a lot more up our sleeve.
Oh, yes, some delightful treats that Partake Foods is making. Denise, I wanted to ask, what does Black and Unlimited mean to you?
So we've seen in this country that for hundreds of years, Black people have often been limited by society, and that shows up kind of every part of our lives. And we've come a long way, but I think that there's still a tremendously far way to go. And to me, Black and Unlimited is a personal reminder that says, whatever anyone else says, there's no limit to my potential. There's no's everywhere, but until I say no to myself, I'm not done yet. We're not done yet. There's just a limitless amount of potential for Black Americans in this country.
Absolutely incredible.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast, Black and Unlimited.
Before we started recording, I asked if you were half Korean, and you said that you were. Fun fact about me, maybe not a lot of people out there know that, listen, I'm half Korean also. So, annyeonghaseyo. And also, you also have an 8-year-old daughter. I have an 8-year-old daughter, so I feel like we were meant to talk to one another. This is absolutely great. So what does it feel like being half Korean and half Black?
It's been an experience I couldn't trade for the world and wouldn't trade for the world. I think I've gotten the best of two amazing cultures, and both of those things really inform how I show up every single day and why I'm so focused on making the world a more inclusive place for people of color across the spectrum. And for people in general, I think making sure that we level the playing field for everyone and have an equitable society is kind of my life's purpose. And so, you know, I think it shows up in every part of my life, whether it's Thanksgiving, where we're eating very traditional Southern dishes, and also gimbap and mandu and all this amazing Korean food, to just decisions I make about like how we run our business. So I feel grateful to be from two amazing cultures.
That is incredible. Does your daughter eat kimchi yet?
Yeah, she loves it. I felt like it's a very like acquired taste. Yeah. And I tried to warn her. I don't think it's going to be spicy. I don't know if you're going to love it. And she eats more kimchi than I do.
I love it. That's amazing.
Does your daughter eat kimchi?
She finally tried it like a few months ago. She loved it.
Yay!
Yeah, okay. It took a while. She was frightened. Yeah, she eats kimbap and a lot of seaweed just with everything. She'll just eat that straight out of the package. Denise, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. Absolutely incredible getting to meet you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
And that's a wrap. Listen live at home or on the go at walmartworld.com. And check out more stories by following us on social at Walmart World. Thanks for tuning in to the Black and Unlimited series on the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.